Developing Skills for the TOEIC Test. Copyrights 2007. Compass Publishing. All rights reserved. Unit 1. Part 1. Picture Description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
The man is flying a kite.
B.
The man is waving to his friend.
C.
The men are cleaning the park.
D.
The men are taking a break from work.
Two. A. The cats are fighting outside. B. His cat is sleeping soundly. C. The cat is walking along the street. D. The cat is near the door. Three. A.
The woman is drinking a beer.
B.
People are drinking and smoking at a bar.
C.
The woman is holding a drink.
D.
She is paying the bartender cash for the drink.
Four. A. The art is on display in a museum. B. The building is being torn down. C. The children are painting the school. D. There is graffiti on the wall. 5. A.
The value of the building is low.
B.
The building has been destroyed by fire.
C.
The building is under construction.
D.
The office building is open for business.
2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. How far is it to Pasadena? A.
I drove there.
B.
About 5 kilometers.
C.
In 1 hour.
2.
Is your father home?
A. Yes, just a minute, please. B. In the car. C. No, he can't. 3. Where is my tie? A.
I bought it.
B.
She's in her bedroom.
C.
It's on the dresser.
4.
How are you doing?
A. I'm working now. B. Great. And you? C. Thanks for asking.
5. Can you help me with this project? A.
I don't need any help, thanks.
B.
Not right now, I'm very busy.
C.
I'll be out of the office.
3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me. I need to check out of my room about 30 minutes late tomorrow. I'm expecting a phone call at 10:30, and I won't be finished by 11 o'clock. Will that be a problem?
Not at all. Your bill has already been paid, so just leave your keys in the room.
Great. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed your stay.
1. Where is this conversation taking place? 2. Why will the man leave his room late? 3. What time will the man probably leave? 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to operate this machine?
Of course. You need to load your originals in the tray, dial the number, and press start.
Is that the big red button?
No, it's the green one here. Just ask if you have any more problems. 4. What is being explained? Five. What will the woman put in the tray? Six. Which button should the woman press? Part 4. Short talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following information. Welcome to Scenic Durango. Our resort offers many activities that you can enjoy in the beautiful sunshine each day. For example, we offer river rafting and rock climbing. We also offer mountain biking trips, golf lessons and tournaments, and many other sports. If you need further information or want to sign up for any of these activities, please ask for our activities coordinator, Roxy Lane. She will be pleased to help. 1. What kinds of activities are offered at this resort? 2. Which water activity is offered? 3. Who should guests contact with questions? 4 through 6 refer to the following information.
Welcome to the first faculty meeting of the year. My name is Beverly, and I am pleased to introduce you to our new faculty members, Professor Hale and Professor Chava. They will be joining us this year. Okay, well, there are many new things to discuss here in our first departmental meeting of the new semester, so I'd like to begin immediately. The first thing I want to mention is the use of a new textbook, which we will give you now.
4. Who are the new people in the department? 5. Where is this meeting taking place? 6. What will everyone at the meeting receive? 2. Part 1. Picture description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
The computer has broken down.
B.
The woman is using the mouse.
C.
The woman is typing on the keyboard.
D.
The woman is helping the man.
Two. A. Trees surround the buildings. B. Trees are being cut down by loggers. C. There is construction all over the city. D. The mountains are taller than the buildings. 3. A.
The man is reading a sign.
B.
The man got on the train.
C.
The man has missed the train.
D.
The man is waiting for a train.
4. A. The woman is walking on a beach. B. The man is sitting on a bench. C. The woman is walking down the stairs. D. The man is sitting on his bed. 5. A.
The man is resting at home.
B.
The man is looking at books.
C.
The man is running.
D.
The man has a shoe in his hands.
2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. How much are the pencils? A.
50 cents each.
B.
At the bookstore.
C.
We don't carry notebooks.
Two.
Where did you go this afternoon?
A. To play tennis. B. I'll be back this evening. C. Can you come too? Three. Have you seen the manager this morning? A.
He saw it last night.
B.
She is very friendly.
C.
She hasn't come in yet.
4.
When did you get your new telephone?
A. It wasn't very expensive. B. Just yesterday. C. It's a cordless phone.
5. Are there any rooms available? A.
There isn't any room.
B.
They are upstairs.
C.
Yes, how many guests will be staying?
3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Can you tell me what time the next bus for Los Angeles leaves?
It runs every 15 minutes. You just missed the 11 o'clock bus.
Oh, that's too bad. Where does it leave from?
Stand 13. You can wait over there.
1. Where is this conversation taking place? Two. What time is the next bus? Three. Which stand does the woman need to go to? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, are you Rick Johnson?
Yes. Have we met before? You look really familiar.
Yes, we knew each other a long time ago. We were in elementary school together.
Oh gosh, yes. Well, how long have you been working here at Supermart?
4. Where is this conversation probably taking place? 5. Which of the following is true? 6. When did the man and woman last meet? 4. Short talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following message.
Hi, Julie. I guess you are still in the meeting. I just want to remind you of something. Before you leave today, would you please be sure to turn off the photocopier and the printers? Someone left them on again last night. Also, please turn off the lights in the office. We are trying to do everything possible to save electricity around here. Thanks.
1. What does the manager want to do? 2. What should Julie turn off? 3. Who left the copier on last night? 4 through 6 refer to the following announcement.
Today's cruise will take us to some very exotic islands. Our first stop will be Margarita Island, where you will find many places to shop and dine. We will continue to Aruba Island, where you will have the opportunity to enjoy the beach and relax under the sun. So please sit back and enjoy the cruise. We will arrive at Margarita Island shortly.
4. Where is this announcement taking place? Five. How many islands will the group visit today? Six. What will the guests do on Aruba Island? Unit 3. Part 1. Picture description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
The man is eating caviar.
B.
The women are holding wine glasses.
C.
The party is almost over.
D.
The women are dancing on the stage.
Two. A. The car is parked on a street corner. B. The bike carries more than one person. C. The bike is beside the rack. D. The motorcycle is being moved to the factory. Three. A.
He is looking at his friend in the locker room.
B.
He is wiping his face with the towel.
C.
He is putting shaving cream on his face.
D.
He is looking at himself in the mirror.
4. A. The city skyline consists of tall buildings. B. The wooden structures are blocking the view. C. The buildings have been left abandoned. D. The stars are shining over the buildings. 5. A. The elevator is full of people. B. People are on the escalator. C. The escalator is out of order. D. People prefer to use the stairs. 2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. What are your hours today? A.
Sorry, I don't have a watch.
B.
We're open from 9 to 5.
C.
In 10 minutes.
2.
Where can I make a phone call?
A. There's a payphone around the corner. B. It's on the bus. C. Meet me at the library. 3. What time did you start this morning? A.
At 7 p.m.
B.
In the office.
C.
At 8 a.m.
4.
Which color do you prefer?
A. It's on my computer. B. The orange one is nice. C. Can we do it again?
5. Have you met the new secretary? A.
No, not yet.
B.
She's in the office today.
C.
Her name is Alice.
3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for aspirin. Do you have any? I can't see it here.
Yes, ma'am. It's on the second shelf over there, on the right-hand side.
Oh, there it is, next to the boxes of tissues. Thanks.
1. Where are the speakers? 2. What is the woman looking for? 3. Where are the tissues? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation. Have you received the paperwork from the secretary?
Yes, I reviewed it and sent it to the main office.
How did it look? Did you need to make any changes?
It was excellent work. I didn't need to change anything this time.
4. Who prepared the paperwork? Five. Where is the paperwork now? Six. Which of the following is true? Part 4. Short talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following introduction.
Sharla, I would like to introduce you to my mother, Anne. She is a wonderful woman. She enjoys gardening and cooking. You should see all of her cookbooks. She must have more than 50 of them. She also likes to play the piano and sing with the family on holidays. I am sure you will enjoy getting to know her.
1. Which activity does Anne not do? Two. What does Anne have more than 50 of? Three. When does Anne sing and play the piano? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following passage.
Yesterday, I was trying to get my computer connected to the internet. It was a complete disaster. First, I couldn't figure out the access number for the modem. Then, I forgot my password. When I finally remembered my password, the telephone line was busy. I waited for 20 minutes, but it was no use. I gave up because I had to go to work. I'll have to try again today.
4. What problem was the man having? 5. What did the man forget? 6. Why did the man give up trying yesterday? Unit 4. Part 1. Picture description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
There are dozens of cable channels on TV.
B.
The computers are unplugged.
C.
The cables are plugged into the system.
D.
The wireless equipment is not operating.
Two. A. The band is entering the stage. B. The musicians are dressed formally. C. Singers are leaving the stage. D. Two people are singing on a stage. Three. A.
They are dancing on the stage.
B.
Scientists are examining the fossils.
C.
Children are wearing Halloween costumes.
D.
The child is looking at something.
4. A. The statue shows the charging soldiers. B. The horses are in the barn. C. The Statue of Liberty is very tall. D. The men are carrying the statue. 5. A.
She is having a snack.
B.
She is looking for a recipe.
C.
She is preparing some food.
D.
She is wearing a chef's hat.
Part 2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. How many times a week do you play golf? A.
At least 3 times.
B.
It's my favorite sport too.
C.
At the club.
Two.
Could I get you something else to eat?
A. I'm having a hamburger. B. No thanks, I'm full. C. Let's go to a restaurant. Three. How much does the book weigh? A.
About 2 pounds.
B.
$60.
C.
Biology.
4.
Which movie would you like to watch?
A. It begins at 2 p.m. B. The new one with Sean Connery. C. I think it cost about $7.
5. Have you checked your email today? A.
I can give you a check.
B.
Yes, it is a slow connection.
C.
No, I'll check it later.
3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
I can't believe I can't find Mary's phone number.
Not again. You need to be more organized. Did you look in your desk drawer?
I've looked everywhere. I can't locate it.
You should carry a notebook to write important information in.
1. Why is the woman upset? 2. What does the man think about the woman? 3. What does the man suggest? 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Amy, could you type this report for me this afternoon?
Yes, sir. What time do you need it?
Before you leave would be fine.
I'm going at 5 o'clock, so I'll get it done by then.
4. What is Amy's job? 5. When does the man need the report? 6. What will Amy do with the report?